From the sublimely traditional to the aggressively avant-garde, Korean culture is having a moment at the South by Southwest Festival.
Koreans are crazy about new stuff, and I think they're good at accepting new environment and new policies, new culture. And I like that part of Korean.
So does everyone else, apparently. The Korean movie Parasite won Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay in 2020. K-pop has millions of avid fans worldwide, and the blockbuster boy band BTS is one of the most popular acts in the world. The shocking hybrid horror and social commentary series Squid Game became must-see pandemic-era TV. At the festival, podcasters Sarah Lane and Melissa Kim led a discussion on Korean TV's global appeal.
The storylines are so interesting. Anyone can relate to, class inequality.
There's so much great content coming out of Korea.
The Korean culture boom came about not by accident, but as part of a deliberate government strategy beginning in the 1990s, explains global studies professor Joo-yoon Lee.
The Korean government realized that it's important for them to focus on culture. So more than $100 million was supported for Korean culture industry to support creative content.
The effort has paid off, not only in a multi-billion dollar entertainment industry, but also in more intangible ways.
Now, Korean culture has become a symbol of what Korean pride would be. So this is a way to make connections with the world.
While other countries focus on military might and seek to dominate their neighbors through force, Korea chose soft power, and its success sends a powerful message. Make music and movies, not war. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Austin, Texas.